Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Keys of Life. In today's episode, we will be talking about dealing with one's family, and to be more specific, dealing with brothers and sisters. And as you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created me and you, He created us based on the fact that we are social creatures, meaning we need others to interact with, others to speak with, others to help us, we help them, and what have you. So we will need specific people in our lives to make sure this life runs and goes as smooth as possible. And the people that we interact with, whether far or near, far or close, we have certain requirements towards them. The circle of people around us, the smaller and the closer the circle gets to us, the more requirements there are. So me dealing with a stranger, there might not be too many requirements. But as a circle gets closer, for example, to cousins, uncles, aunts, and so on and so forth, it gets much more until it gets to the family itself. So when we talk about brothers and sisters, obviously there is more to talk about in this regard and how we should deal with them and then how they should deal with us as well. Now, also, it's good to mention that when we talk about brothers and sisters, it's a very general term, so we have to be sometimes more specific, because Islamically we've been told that people who share the same faith as you also considered to be brothers and sisters. As the famous saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen, people are of two kinds, either equal in creation or brothers in faith. So when we talk about brothers, sometimes we speak about general brotherhood, and sometimes no, it is more specific. In the ahadith, sometimes we also see the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they emphasize this fact when it comes to blood brothers and when it comes to mu'min and mu'minat brothers and sisters. Even though that sometimes we see Islam emphasizes more on the brothers of faith rather than the brothers and sisters of blood, because sometimes those who share the same faith as me, they could be very close to me in terms of dealing with me, in terms of helping me, in terms of everything, while my blood brother or sister might say, you know what, you know my problem. And this is something that we see during our life. So we will look at the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and see what they have to tell us in this regard. First, the Ahlul Bayt tell us that when it comes to brothers and sisters, be it blood or faith, we have to be kind. We have to be generous. We have to honor them. As we say, ikramul akhawati wal ikhwan. We have to honor their status because they are not just your average people that you see in the street. For example, when it comes to those who are related to us in blood, Imam Sajjad salamullah alayhi says, ask for the right of your brother so that you know he is your hand and he is your honor. وَقُوَّتُكَ, and he is your power. Do not use him as a weapon, as a mean to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا وَعْدَةٌ لِلظُّلْمِ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَدَعْ نِصْرَتَهُ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِ وَالنَّصِيحَةِ, and do not use him as a mean where you use him against the enemies and for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, do not abandon supporting him and standing by him. And also do not abandon giving him an advice when advice is needed and required. Now, this might seem to be two lines, but yet the message is profound. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. Now, before the break, we were looking at the words of Imam al-Sajjad salamullah alayhi. And with Imam al-Sajjad salamullah alayhi, his words are very, very, very compressed in the sense that when the time that he lived in was a very sensitive time. So he couldn't just come out and preach and explain and sit on the pulpit and tell people whatever they want to hear. His time was very limited and the enemies were just constantly harassing him. So what he did is, one of the methods that he did, is that he compressed his words into short lines and he relies on the intellect of people to come and decode these lines. So when we look at Sahih al-Sajjadiyya or Risalat al-Huquq, this is what he did. So when he begins with saying, Amma haqqu akhik, right, what does right mean? Simply means when we say the word right or haqq, it means it's something that you have to give to somebody. It's not a recommendation. It's not an advice. Rather, it's an obligation. So this is something that you have to give. This is where the word haqq comes into play. So the Imam mentions few things when it comes to the brother that I need to give. One, he says, know that he is your yaduk. Yad, hand, is something that I cannot live without. If by whatever reasons I lose my hands or one of my hand, I lose a great power. There are so many things I won't be able to do. If I lose my right hand, for example, which I rely on in doing everything, then I've lost so much. So if I lose my hand, I lose everything. So the Imam says, and he compares the brother to the hand, of how useful he is to us. Something we cannot do without. Losing him is a loss for us. And then the Imam says, wa'izzuk, he is someone that you use as a means of pride, as a means of trying to say to people that I'm not alone. I have someone with me. I have someone to back me. And this beautiful notion of brotherhood, we see it, for example, specifically with Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam. When Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas was martyred in the plains of Karbala, Imam Hussein said, now my back is broken. Now my army is shattered. Now the flag is gone. Because he didn't look at his brother as just a soldier. He looked at him as a support, his pride and joy. So the Imam says, know this, he's your hand, he's your pride. وَقُوَّتُكْ, he's your power, your strength. So if you want to be strong, if you want to be powerful, having a brother next to you gives you that sense of power. Whenever you feel weak, whenever you feel down, whenever life comes crashing at you, you turn to your brother. You don't turn to a stranger. When you face financial issues, you go to your brother. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.